For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me say of asking a cop for his opinion on the drug war is like asking your barber if you need a haircut. But there are many officers, both retired and active, now standing up for the end of Prohibition. On this week's Century of Lies program, I had the honor of having Mr. Eddie Ellison, a former head of Scotland Yard's drug division, as our guest. And here's what he had to say on the subject of cops in the UK and prohibition.
The Scottish Police Officers Association basically came out for legalization. It is gaining some traction.
Well, let's put that in perspective. The Police Federation is our trade union of policemen from the rank of inspector downwards. You know, they comprise about 80% of the police service. One of the branches in Scotland put forward a motion to their national conference to debate legalisation as a way forward, and it was debated. They took a lot of support with them in the newspapers, probably read 20 to 30 different newspaper articles about their initiative, and I don't think I've seen any that were very critical of them. There is a sea change, but this sea change has been going on for some time, and you know, the Police Federation in the United Kingdom has debated legalisation on and off over the last, 14, 15 years. The police service is leading the legalisation or the regulation argument in the United Kingdom. I'm just about old enough to remember Report 1968, when there was a commission then, or a royal commission, looking at cannabis in those days, and they recommended legalisation way back then. Senior policeman on them was the head of the CID, the head of detectives at Scotland Yard, Peter Brodie, who was happily supporting legalisation back in 1968.
I see the stories coming out of Holland about schizophrenia. It circulated through the UK. It went all over the United States that marijuana might lead to schizophrenia. It was time to stop the rethink. It was time to reevaluate. Again, that's just reefer madness, is it not?
Well, let's give Holland 50% of the credit. There were two research projects that came out with the same idea at the same time, and I don't think anybody in the legalization debate or the rationalization debate would argue that not using cannabis is more healthy than using it. Whether it's their predisposition that makes them use the cannabis or whether it's the cannabis that triggers the schizophrenia, yeah, there is a greater predominance, but the percentage is so small that it's not worth attacking. Certainly Holland came to that conclusion, as did another research project in New Zealand. But it wasn't new. When they did their early reports, they were suggesting that this was a possibility. And when the newspapers picked up and ran with this story, both those research projects said, well, actually, prohibition doesn't help us one iota. You know, the fact that cannabis, you know, might actually bring on schizophrenia, particularly heavy use in under 14-year-olds, that doesn't argue for prohibition at all. It probably argues more for better control, better education, and keeping the market again away from the criminal supply chain.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.